Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Everyone agrees that it's desirable to find inner peace. Go into any bookshop, and you'll find dozens of books that offer quick routes to inner tranquility. These will give you a wide range of suggestions, from those that encourage you to change your diet, minimize your exposure to conflict, or to start meditating. None of those things are necessarily wrong, but they won't get to the heart of the problem, which is that, as human beings, we fundamentally lack peace because our lives are not right with God. It's only when that relationship is sorted out that we can begin to experience God's peace. In today's verse, Paul celebrates the fact that Jesus' death on the cross gave us that gift. When we're at peace with God, Paul declares that the door is flung open to all of God's other blessings. The person who finds peace is introduced to a new attitude to life, within which even sufferings are a source of joy. This sounds crazy, but Paul discovered for himself that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character. If life was always easy, we might never learn that. Nothing is more important than to build up a strong Christian character, and that happens as we trust God through the twists and turns of life. Finally, Paul added, character produces hope. That is to say, we can look to the future with confidence because of the presence of God's Holy Spirit within us. God's gift of peace doesn't offer us a problem-free life, but as we allow the Holy Spirit to shape our lives day by day, we can be confident that God's peace will be with us, whatever storms we face. So let me ask you a question. What does God's peace mean to you today? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that Jesus died for us, and that through his death, we can experience peace today and every day. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.